Now, in our culture today, we have both positions. The Romans were this way, too. The human values were what stood forth. And their institutions were designed not to honor God, but to develop the virtues of human value. And we live on this today. A Celt or a German warrior would fight a god. He'd lose, but, you know, you're a man after all. Or you're an Irishman. Now we have these two points of view. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we're with the Greeks. And Sunday, for half an hour, we're pretending the Jobian attitude. Next Monday, we're at the psychiatrist's office trying to find out what's the matter. These are two contrary points of view. What would my Oriental friend say about this? What he would say is that this split is improper. What you're calling God is a picture, a projection of an aspect of your own nature and of nature's nature, the power, the natural, the primary and primal aspect. And what you're calling human values are the values of your consciousness. Both of them live in you, both of them operate in nature. They're two aspects of the same thing, so you're just split, that's all. And this is a very strong position. Now, when we think about the Orient, we have this general feeling that they're very spiritual people. And indeed, since this idea underlies the whole thing, they are. But if you think that their spirituality means the same thing that yours does, you're going to have some pretty serious shocks.